Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in your OCR GCSE Religious Studies course, pilgrimage. Whether you're preparing for a describe question, a 12-mark explain question, or the big 15-mark evaluation essay, this episode has you covered. We'll be exploring what pilgrimage actually is, why it matters to Christians and Muslims, the specific sites you absolutely must know, and, crucially, the exam technique that separates a level 2 answer from a level 4. So grab your revision notes, maybe a highlighter, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for and how to give it to them. Let's start with the most important thing, your definition. In the exam, if you're asked to describe or explain pilgrimage, you need a precise theological definition, not a vague one. Pilgrimage is a journey undertaken for religious or spiritual reasons to a place considered sacred or holy. The key word there is intention. What separates a pilgrim from a tourist is spiritual intent, the desire to grow closer to God, seek forgiveness, fulfill a religious duty, or experience healing. Examiners will credit you for making this distinction explicitly. Now, let's look at Christianity first. For Christians, pilgrimage is not compulsory. This is a critical point. Unlike Islam, where Hajj is one of the 5 pillars, Christian pilgrimage is an act of devotion, not obligation. The Catechism of the Catholic Church describes pilgrimage as a sign of our life on earth as a journey towards heaven. Pilgrims seek spiritual renewal, healing, or a deeper connection with the sacred story of their faith. Let's look at our 4 key sites. First, Lourdes in southern France. In 1858, a 14-year-old girl named Bernadette Soubirous reported 18 apparitions of the Virgin Mary at the Massabielle Grotto. Mary reportedly told Bernadette to dig in the ground and a spring emerged. Today, Lourdes attracts approximately 6 million pilgrims per year, making it one of the most visited Catholic shrines in the world. The key activities at Lourdes include bathing in or drinking the spring water, attending the candlelight procession, praying at the grotto, and attending the Blessed Sacrament procession. Pilgrims come seeking physical and spiritual healing, intercession from Mary, and a strengthening of faith. For your exam, remember, Lourdes equals healing, miracles, and Marian apparition. Do not confuse it with Iona. Second, Iona, off the west coast of Scotland. This tiny island was where St. Columba founded a monastery in 563 CE, making it one of the oldest centers of Christianity in the British Isles. Today, it is home to the Iona Community, an ecumenical Christian community founded in 1938 by George MacLeod. Pilgrims come to Iona not primarily for healing, but for reflection, community, and what Celtic Christians call the experience of a thin place, a location where the boundary between the human and the divine feels especially close. Key activities include walking the pilgrimage route around the island, visiting St. Columba's Bay, participating in community worship, and engaging in retreat. Iona is particularly associated with ecumenism, the movement for Christian unity, and with social justice. For your exam, Iona equals thin places, community, reflection, and ecumenism. Third, Jerusalem. This is the holiest city for Christians and a sacred site for Jews and Muslims too. For Christians, Jerusalem is where Jesus was crucified, buried, and rose from the dead. The Via Dolorosa, Latin for the way of suffering, is the route Jesus walked carrying his cross to Golgotha. Pilgrims walk this route, stopping at the 14 stations of the cross. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre marks the site of both the crucifixion and the resurrection. Walking the Via Dolorosa is a deeply penitential act. It physically links the pilgrim to the suffering of Christ, making the passion narrative real and embodied rather than abstract. Examiners will credit you for explaining this physical to spiritual connection. Fourth, Mecca in Saudi Arabia. This is where Hajj takes place, and Hajj is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. It is obligatory for every Muslim who is physically and financially able to perform it at least once in their lifetime. The Quran commands it in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 97. Pilgrimage to the house is a duty owed to God by people who are able to undertake it. Hajj takes place during the Islamic month of Dhul-Hijjah and involves a precise sequence of rituals. Let me walk you through the key ones using the Arabic terminology you'll need for AO1 marks. Ihram. Before entering Mecca, pilgrims enter a state of spiritual purity called Ihram. They wear simple white garments, 2 pieces of unsewn cloth for men, symbolizing equality before God. All pilgrims look the same. There is no distinction between rich and poor. Tawaf. Pilgrims circle the Kaaba, the cube-shaped structure at the center of the Masjid al-Haram Mosque, 7 times in an anti-clockwise direction. The Kaaba is believed to have been built by Ibrahim and his son Ismail as the first house of worship dedicated to Allah. Pilgrims walk 7 times between the hills of Safa and Marwa, commemorating Hajar's desperate search for water for her son Ismail. This act of remembrance connects the pilgrim to the founding story of Islam, Wukuf, the spiritual climax of Hajj. Pilgrims travel to the plain of Arafat and stand in prayer and contemplation from noon until sunset. This is considered the most important ritual. Without Wukuf, Hajj is invalid. It represents the Day of Judgment, when all humanity will stand before God. Pilgrims throw pebbles at 3 pillars in Mina, symbolically rejecting the temptations of Shaitan, the devil, just as Ibrahim did. Finally, Tawaf al-Ifadah, a return Tawaf around the Kaaba to complete the Hajj. The spiritual outcomes of Hajj are profound. Muslims believe that a properly performed Hajj wipes away all previous sins, granting the pilgrim a state of spiritual rebirth. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever performs Hajj and does not commit any obscenity or transgression shall return as pure as the day his mother gave birth to him." This is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, a hadith you can cite as a source of wisdom and authority. Right, let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1. Never confuse Lourdes and Iona. Lourdes is about healing and miracles through the intercession of Mary. Iona is about community, reflection, and thin places. Examiners see this confusion every single year. Tip 2. Pilgrimage is not compulsory for Christians. It is compulsory for Muslims, subject to capability. This distinction is essential for evaluation questions. Tip 3. For 15-mark evaluation questions, your arguments against pilgrimage must be theological, not practical. Saying it's expensive is a practical objection and will not reach the higher levels. A theological objection would be, God is omnipresent. As the Catechism states, God is present everywhere, so there is no need to travel to a specific location to encounter the divine. Protestant Christians, following the Reformation tradition of Luther and Calvin, emphasize that salvation comes through faith alone, sola fide, not through physical acts of devotion. This is a genuinely theological counter-argument. Tip 4. Use the farm structure for your 15-mark essays. F for the statement. Against the statement. R, religious teachings on both sides. M, my conclusion with a justified judgment. Tip 5. Use specific sources of wisdom and authority. Don't just write "the Bible says." Write, "The Catechism of the Catholic Church describes pilgrimage as a sign of our life on earth as a journey towards heaven." Or cite Surah Al-Imran 3 hours 97 minutes for the obligation of Hajj. Examiners are explicitly instructed to credit specific citations over vague references. Tip 6. For AO1 questions about Hajj, use the Arabic terminology Ihram, Tawaf, Wukuf, Sa'i, Rami. This signals precision and depth of knowledge and will push your answer into the higher levels. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the question, pause the audio, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. In what year did Bernadette Soubirous report the apparitions at Lourdes? The answer is 1858. Question 2. What is the Arabic term for the state of spiritual purity pilgrims enter before performing Hajj? Ihram. Question 3. What is the spiritual climax of Hajj without which the pilgrimage is invalid? Wukuf, standing at the plain of Arafat. Question 4. What Celtic Christian concept describes Iona as a place where the boundary between the human and the divine is especially thin? A thin place. Question 5. Which surah of the Quran commands Muslims to perform Hajj? Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 97. Let's bring it all together. Pilgrimage is a journey with spiritual intent to a sacred place. For Christians, it is an act of devotion, not obligation, and key sites include Lourdes for healing, Iona for community and thin places, and Jerusalem for walking in the footsteps of Christ. For Muslims, Hajj is the 5th pillar of Islam, obligatory once in a lifetime for those who are able, and involves a precise sequence of rituals, Ihram, Tawaf, Sa'i, Wukuf, Rami, and Tawaf al-Ifadah, culminating in spiritual rebirth. In your exam, use specific sites, specific activities, specific sources. Make the physical to spiritual connection explicit. And for evaluation questions, argue theologically, not practically. You've got this. Good luck in your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.